is something the We Love Hip Hop channel.
And from those who clicked on his interview, who saw the disclaimer at the beginning.
Doing an interview on a hip hop YouTube channel just.
I'm allowed to walk up here and block shit. And you're not allowed to be on my property. And you're on my fucking shell garden. Ruin it.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back. Smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, say along with us. We
love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. Alright. So let's get this shit started.
Episode
76. So George the J, Bad Thing. I feel like we've played a song called Bad Thing before.
But Mad Thing.
Mad Thing. Yes. So George the J, Bad Thing. Some vibes. That wasn't me.
For the first time.
Anything be so damn good, I gotta take the time.
But that was Friday.
Cause you a bad thing. Bad thing.
Hey.
Bad thing.
Some summer vibes. Jeez.
Oh,
you're missing what's going on here on the screen. What's popping over here?
Oh, Friday got all happy. You're missing what's going on over here.
And Herc's pick for songs of the week.
Oh, well, we have Badass Buck, 10 Street Commandments.
The 10 Street Commandments.
Free Richie Stacks, eh? Me and forget about the realism.
Real talk.
Let's get it popping. Episode 76. Summer in the City.
Cool it down, my people, please.
It's getting hot.
I left the block because there wasn't no love. And rule number one, you'll never fall in love with a thug. And number two, the streets, they gon' try to ruin you. And number three, feel the pain, but don't ever let them see. I lost way too many niggas who be laying underneath.
Okay, Friday.
I can't see, but swear to God, this shit is deep. I be packing with them wolves, you run with sheep. My nigga died,
that means your shit right there.
Cases at my feet and I repeat. To all my soldiers who ain't here, I don't watch a friend die every year. Nowadays, I don't cry, swear to God, I prepare for the worst. I don't
feel like a song play. You're a firework.
I'm not gonna cry, Mary J. Blige. You can see my soul by looking in my eyes. I'm the truth, there's no lies. Lioness in the jungle can hear me roar.
Okay. Jeez.
It's a banger still.
So
it's good to hear a female.
Yeah, so we are Buck. It's the World's Most Smoked Out Podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday, aka Ricky Dread, aka I'll put the aka in the middle today, aka Designer Rick, aka hashtag Increase the Peace, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing. And to the right of me,
it's me, SSC _ Hey Herks _PK.
Jeez.
You know it's me. Instagram.
Is the only platform you fuck with?
Most of the time, yeah. You know, I don't. You caught me off guard with that one Friday. You threw me a loop. But yeah, I only fuck with the Insta.
Yo man.
We don't. I gotta figure out something else.
You're not Facebooking it and stuff with the old folks.
Nah, I'm old, but I don't Facebook. I don't trust that company, even though they own Instagram.
So we're
for the
back.
People that forgot. And WhatsApp.
WhatsApp and all that
Snapchat
shit.
Snapchat too? Oh, not yet?
So, what are we now? Episode 76 in the motherfucker.
Wow, we touching numbers, yo. We're doing numbers.
We're almost at episode 80. It's one of them things right there, Cy.
Yeah, we're doing numbers over here.
You know what I mean? I want to start off the show here just on a somber note. I want to... Maybe we could do a quick moment of silence.
We're going to need to do a moment of silence.
Yeah. Now... You know, there's a lot of things that we want to talk about that's been going on in the city as far as like the growing violence and everything like that. It's definitely something that we want to make sure that we address this week. But before
we've been addressing it.
Yeah.
We've been addressing it. We've been asking our listeners and whoever, not saying our listeners are direct, whatever, but we've been asking people to comment down, please.
Mm.
We're only like 2 weeks into the summer.
If that,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And there's been like a rash of gun violence in the city. People have lost their lives.
Yeah.
It's not a good look right now. We could do better as a whole.
Yeah, hashtag do better, yo. So let's start off with a moment of silence. RIP to Smoke Dog, all right?
And also Cozy.
And Cozy, you know, the other gentleman.
I don't know his first name, sorry.
The other gentleman that passed away in that predicament. So let's do that now. So, just to give like a quick sum up here, he was born like he's 21 years old when he passed, right? So do the math, like 1986.
Right? Crazy,
or
man.
It's 19. I can't do the math in my head right now, but 95 or something like that. 90s babies, right? Either way, he passed at 21 years old. Okay, when I was 21 years old, I was getting myself into a bunch of crazy things, but I was still. I made it 22 years later, just to say. You know what I mean? Javonte Smart is his name, right? He leaves behind one child. And, a lot of loved ones that will miss him, right?
Yeah, it's tragedy. It's sad that the city is going that way.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have their opinions on what happened and how it happened. And you know what some people say. But it's embarrassing, I think, for us to see this guy laid out like that.
Yeah.
There's video circulating with the man laid out on the floor, police standing around. A person came off with a streetcar and tried to give him fucking, this, like, resuscitate him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
While the boy them are standing right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do they really care? You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I know it sounds cliche, but yo, we need to stop this violent stuff, man. You guys need to cool down with the gunplay, man.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Yo, man, have children. The man's left behind a one-year-old daughter. I know enough men out there on the street, they're doing their thing, they have kids. So think about how your kids would feel. Don't even think about your fucking beef. Think about how your kids would feel if they know they can't see you in the morning.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So just think of it like that. I know there's politics, there's a lot of beef in the streets, whatever, hood to hood, person to person, whatever it is, but just think about the youth then before you do what you do, you know?
We got
youths coming up, we don't want to repeat the cycle, so we should try and break it now, you know? Teach the youth them to get along.
Yeah.
Think about your youths before you pull the trigger, you understand what I'm saying? Think about what your youths are going to go through. That's what I have to say about that. The city is in a real bad place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, they have kids. And their kids are their life and vice versa. So please think about the youth them before you think about your beef and politics. I know it's easier said than done, but at least for a second.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, even to piggyback on what you're saying with the embarrassment factor, I just came back from Montreal, right? And, like, the consensus is, like, people from outside of Toronto are looking at Toronto right now like, yo, that's where you guys are living. I don't know if I want to go over there right now. It's hurt. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, and we're definitely going to get into our top six and everything, but just to stay on this for a minute, like even like 6buzz, right? They posted a thing about Toronto or whatever, or some like joke about Vaughn or whatever. And Academics is jumping into comments like, yo, I was going to reach, but I don't know.
Academic right? needs to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, he needs to shut the fuck up, Academics.
You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he just needs to be quiet. It doesn't concern him. He's not from this city. You understand what I'm saying?
He'll be all right if he comes out here.
I'm not saying he's not going to be all right. Like, I'm not threatening anybody's safety. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I know that.
But what I'm saying is, yo, stop reporting on the fuckery, man.
Yeah.
Like, let it, you know? If we don't report on negative shit, there won't be negative shit happening. You're giving too much energy to negativity, man.
Yeah. But it's like a double-edged sword when it comes to media as well, right?
Media, and yeah, we're just as guilty because the music we're playing on this show is promoting some fucked up shit. And I'm not afraid to say it, you know? Like, the man them need to do better in their lyrics. Like, come on.
Yeah.
A man made a point on our last interview, timeless music.
Mm.
Timeless music isn't talking about selling drugs, killing people, and wetting up my ops. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's not what my parents were listening to. And I'm pretty sure that's not what y'all parents were listening to. You know what I'm saying? So, actually, my parents. I can't talk about these next generation because their parents were listening to this gangster shit, brought up in this gangster shit.
On, like,
so we're partially to blame, you know?
We got to take our part
in this. We got to take our part in this, you know? We got to take our hand where nobody's hands are clean. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, including the politicians, because they're the ones taking all the money away from all the things to make these kids have nowhere to go but the streets.
Facto.
So do better as politicians talking about, oh, you need a $1 billion budget for the police force. Wrong. You need more flipping shit for the youth them to do. You need places for centers. The youth them to go. Community centers, pools, flipping whatever, art centers, anywhere. Something where they can use their mind creatively and not be on the streets looking for love from a gang.
You leagues, understand what I'm saying? Sports leagues, not even just a team or two, like leagues.
Leagues, man. Leagues.
Yeah. But we'll definitely be getting more into that conversation before we cut to our break, as well as when we have our guest in the building for our smoke and mirror session. I want to make sure that we stay in this topic for a little while, because it's a growing thing, and it's something that we hopefully, with our growing voice, that we can help to change as well. You know what I'm saying? If it takes one to two people that can hear it and say, you know what, let me, you know, I know a young buck that'd be wilding out, let me see if I can maybe put him under my wing. You know what I mean?
And the young bucks out there, man, please don't take advice as disrespect.
Yeah.
You know, man that's been there before, that's trying to give you a different road, just take it in. Don't be like, oh, yo, fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying? He's an old head. Just, mans are old heads for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So
we're not old heads, we're survivors. Put it that way.
We survived a lot of tragic shit. I'm not trying to say some bad man gangster, you know, but not like what these kids are going through right now. But we had our day where it was, you know, we had our share of whatever. But you guys need to calm down, man. There's way more life to live than 20 years, man.
Facto.
Way more life to live.
Yeah. So let's get to something a more upbeat, right? You know what I'm saying? Or less fire. Let's get to our.
Definitely need to turn the furnace down right now.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get to our top six songs in Toronto for the week. Okay. Top six songs for July 5th. Okay. So these are the songs accumulated from last week all the way to this week. I did a quick video at the same time that it was a RIP Smoke Dog video, that the top six was embedded in there. Right. There wasn't 10 picked this week, but the people were speaking still, right?
People they weighed in, made their picks.
I did see a lot of RIP Smokey in that comment section. So big up to the comment gang strong. You know what I mean? The good comments, there's a few dummies in there, a few goofs, but y'all know who you are. You're the ones know who you type in, or y'all know what you're typing when you're typing.
Keyboard fucking gangsters and shit.
Right? But like,
stop that shit, man. Because niggas get shot over that dumb shit too, man. Like, yo, it's stupid, man.
Facts.
It's ridiculous.
But
if you can't say it to a man's face, don't type it.
Yeah. With the non-profile having people. But there was a lot of people who showed up still for the top six. And were like, yo, this is who we want. Right? And then the numbers also showed up for the top six. Like, I feel like we got a nice six right here.
Okay.
All right. So let's get it popping. So number six on the list for the top six songs of the week. Campaign, Plug. All right. Next on the list, number five, and he's a regular to the list. Okay, but he's landed at number five. This is the surprise factor. Roni.
Oh.
Pens to Benz. Number five.
Oh,
on the
murder
list.
On the beat, because it's not nice.
It's not nice.
And I think he has a few murder beats in the tuck, eh? But yo, it is
on.
A surprise.
Come on. Let's do some fucking thinking here now.
Let's do it up.
The man's been out how long?
Maybe about 6 to 8 months.
How many tracks has he dropped?
Maybe about eight or five.
Exactly. So, excuse me. If he has that many, he already released those, and he's in the studio with murder beats. Damn right. There's a couple on tuck. Mm. And you know what's gonna probably happen too? It's gonna be like just when the buzz is cooling down a little bit. Ooh, murder on the beat, cause it's not nice.
Another slapper.
Right?
That's another one for you there, murder beats. You could use that one as well.
Well, I don't know if he can use that one, but
number four on our list this week. And to me, I feel this is another surprise. But they're all constantly there, but they're usually right there at the top. But the people have spoken this week. So Robin Banks, Burner Bands, the Talib Twins, and Houdini, One of Mine.
Oh, take One of Mine, I take 10 of Yours.
Big tune, big tune. So, and yes. Sav. But the tune, big tune, and it's another tune that is coming off of the...
The North Side mixtape.
Yes.
Up Top Movement.
I think they have another one that's on the way too, Doc.
I seen something like that. I seen some advertisement on Insta.
Yeah.
I seen something. Yeah, the man and we're just in Nova Scotia, I think, doing their thing, not like last week or whatever.
Yo, I feel like they're gonna drop a video from every tune on this album, eh?
Well, that would be a good look. They're hot right now. They're
That's great.
They're moving wassy.
Yeah.
When it comes to the music scene. You understand what I'm saying? They're releasing their stuff. They're coming with it.
Trust me. But yeah, shout out to the man of them. Shout out to the whole Wass gang. You know what I'm saying? Next on the list, we're getting to the top three now.
Okay.
Lil Barrette featuring Joe Easy, No Makeup.
Okay.
Yo, the numbers on that right now, I think it's like in the hundreds of thousands. I think it might be close to a million.
Wow. When did it release?
Less than a week ago.
Those guys are on fire.
That's impressive.
Anything that has
STN and Lil Barrette, Acer, any of the men from that crew, gone. Trust me.
They say they got the magic touch.
Hey, I think they're up next. You heard it.
Profit Friday. Niggerdamus over here. Niggerdamus Friday. You know what I'm saying?
I might have to fucking call the episode.
No, what's his name though? That's some the writer, the black guy there. What's his name? Mooney.
Paul Mooney.
Yeah, Paul Mooney.
Oh man, Niggerdamus. Right?
Niggerdamus. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Nostradamus. Niggerdamus. Yeah. But anyways,
okay.
I digress.
Last two songs on the list right here, okay? The return of Safe.
Oh.
New Regime.
So this is Safe from...
Espenade,
okay. Yes. He had a couple of 1-2 bangers.
Of course.
And I was like, yo, where is this guy? Because at first, you see the way he was killing it too?
Because
you think, when you see the video, you think the man is about to rap. You look at his video, and it's like you're waiting for the man to rap.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the man to rap. And then all of a sudden, the man comes with the thug R&B thing. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's burning his backwoods, driving around the city so gangsterish.
Burning backwoods, fucking up his boys and shit.
Hey.
All these singing niggas burning hella fucking backwoods and shit like that. By the time they're like 50 years old, they're going to be like fucking having to do the low bass in their shit, fam. You know what I'm saying? But yo,
he's good.
In that song, he mentions a few things about like writing behind the scenes and Ray Tay Tay.
So
that's where he might have disappeared to.
Yeah, he may be doing some little bit of some penmanship.
Getting
collaborative work.
You know what I mean? Collaborative efforts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Safe. You got it. Yeah, and that tune is like probably at a million right now.
So it's called Return.
It's called New Regime.
Oh, New Regime. Okay.
Last on the list and the number one on the list this week, okay? Chosen by the people.
Oh, hold on. Let me pick a sound effect for number one.
Just swipe across. You got all the sound effects in. All the sound effects you need. give it. There's a Rastafari right under.
Rastafari.
Jeez. Having a good time with this show here. Listen,
why Friday got the Tourette's with the sound effects.
Yo, listen, they got all types of shit in here. You know what? I'm gonna give them a quick shout out.
Maybe they'll send a bag to you.
Ja Press sound effects machine.
Ja Press.
Okay, it's got a Eitz Gold and green. For the people who don't know what Eitz is, that's yellow. Okay, Eitz Gold and green, or sorry, red.
It's actually called Ja Press.
It's called Ja Press. Okay.
Ja Press. Right. Download that, people.
Rastafari.
All right. So the number one song in Toronto for the week.
What's this?
Randy Savage, Man in the Mirror.
Okay.
Listen, where's I need a sound effect.
You need to, you need the Elizabeth. You need him talking Macho Man when he's batting up Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Ooh yeah.
Ooh yeah, brother. Macho Man.
This week when I fight Hulk Hogan, and the whole world. Listen, I'm
that guy was a tweaking boy.
I'm getting way too much of my Randy Savage bag, yo. R.I.P. Randy Savage, the original Randy Savage, and shout out to the new Randy Savage. You know what I'm saying? Man in the mirror. Well, that's the man who won.
Yeah, that's
or the one who's the number one on the list.
He's not a wrestler.
He's not a wrestler. He didn't come back from the dead.
He's not a wrestler.
His track, Man in the Mirror, he's barring up. He's talking about real shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it, and the people are feeling it. Like, the comments in the Instagram and on YouTube, mostly on Instagram, crazy. Bun off me phone, man. So shout out to you, yo. You know what I'm saying? There's a few more things we have to deal with today before we get to our interview. You know what I'm saying?
What's this?
You know, we rolling up and, you know, getting that.
Rastafari.
But before we continue anything, we want to know one thing.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
Well, in my sea vault today, I have...
Hold on, before you get into the sea vault, I seen you on Instagram flexing your sea vaults.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go on. You, the sea vault, the bag ain't...
No, no, no. I bought that. I buy my own. When the bag comes through, I'll let you know. Don't worry.
The bag was in. I was like, bag's in?
No.
I'm there in Montreal like the bag?
I would have called you Friday. You know, I would have called him like, yo.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but that's my own personal one. I just had to buy a new one because I needed a new one. So anyway, I needed one that doesn't leave the house. Basically, I just needed a new one. So in here, in this travel sea vault that I have that I used to travel with on the road, I have the hash plant.
Hash plant? I feel like I heard a blast from the past right there. Hash plant. For the people who don't know, a strain that was popularized, what, like early 2000s, I would say?
It's fire.
Fire. That's
from my brethren.
Fire.
Fire.
Jeez. So there's some nice little nugs there in there, eh?
Yeah, they're, you know, those, what they're coated in crystals.
What do I got over here? I got some Godfather OG.
The Godfather.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Look at that.
Bong. Let me see this.
Looks like one of the clumps. Like the Eddie Murphy clumps. Look like one of their fucking head tops, bro. like a big weed afro.
Smells nice.
What does it have like? Yo, the...
Maga, squish up this right channel.
Yeah. Do the analysis.
That's got a nice smell when you snap it.
Yeah. It's got the snap effect. I'm going to roll up this or scroll up. Actually, I already got something.
I got this rolled up right here.
Spark it up. And this portion
right here. I've been smoking a couple of backwoods in the last couple of days. So.
You got the.
I'm not back. Yeah, man, I came across the blues.
What is that? I see you posted.
Yeah, blue backwoods. They're supposed to be rare. They're all right. You know what I'm saying?
So,
they're supposed to be rare.
They're supposed to be rare. Okay, let me tell you all something in Toronto, okay? Mandem. And I'm not trying to fuck up anybody's hustle, okay?
Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing?
If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. That's what I was taught. if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. If they don't know, they gonna learn on their own time. All
right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm good. So if the people in audio land, y'all didn't even know it, so don't worry about that. Just check the video later on youtube.com/welovehiphop.
So to make it go to YouTube, there you go.
Exactly. But this segment of what you're smoking on is brought to you by us, right? Because we got a party coming up in about 2 weeks where everybody can be able to sit and smoke with us.
Yes.
Or about July a week, 13th. 2 weeks.
13th. A week from now. It's a week from now.
Yeah. So No tickets at the door. It's July 13th. It's in here at the Youngsterdam Lounge, okay? It's a big party. It's a fete.
It's a fete by.
You know what I'm saying? There's going to be music by DJ Law. He's going
to
be spinning.
I don't know if that's the right thing to respond to it.
A fete?
Is a fete by? I don't know if that's how I'm supposed to sound.
Is a fete? No, that's a...
I don't know how to respond with the accent. Which accent to use?
We go to parties.
Trini, Guyanese, Bayesian. I don't know.
We go to parties.
Caribbean.
We don't use party in Barbados. We don't.
We fuck. You
guys ain't gonna get me to break out into the Friday, Bajan
you just
accent
did
today.
It right there. You put a little snap in there. You should... But yes, go on. We have something coming up on the 13th.
Yeah, it's music by DJ Law. There's gonna be live performances. Okay, live performances. One thing before I get into the live performances, remember, there's going to be two different ticket sales that we're doing right now, right? There's the $40 tickets that are going, when you get the $40 tickets, you get prizes from Mother Earth Deliveries, as well as Mary J. Munchies, right? So you'll get a nice...
Some edibles, whatever. It's a nice selection of marijuana-friendly.
Yeah. You usually have the dope cookies, brownies, whatever the men make, you know what I'm saying? And then you get Mother Earth Deliveries that will provide you with a nice little something that you could start off to smoke with the Monday.
Or if you just want to come through with your own chronic and, you know, it's a $20, it's a $20 thing. Not at the door, but it's a $20 thing.
$20 at the door.
Not at the door.
Or not at the door, but $20 in advance. BYOW. Is that what it is?
Bring your own weed.
Yeah. Bang, landed that. Killed it! But yeah.
murdered it.
There's gonna be live performances from September, Shorty Raw, and C4, aka Four. So yeah,
all alumni of the show.
Yeah. So yeah, make sure to reach. It's gonna go down July 13th on a Friday. Same. It
happens to be Friday the 13th.
One thing I want to mention before we get into some of our subjects, I got a shout out to Shorty or Short Five. So at Short with two T's, five.
Okay. What's this?
She's one of our loyal supporters. She found out that her grandpa, Owen Thetford, who lives in Whitby, she wanted me to shout out his name. So,
hey, whatever.
Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Friday's he's in the hospital. Up in a new door.
Right. He was taken to the hospital, and she just wants all the listeners and the viewers out there to just send some positive vibes to her grandfather.
Yeah. Most definitely. Pray for her father. Her grandfather?
Her grandfather.
Yeah.
So
nothing wrong with that.
Shout out to you, Owen. We got you, fam. You're in our prayers. You know what I'm saying? So, back to some of the things that we were talking about earlier. This mounting things that are going on in the city. CBC wanted to come talk to us before about that whole interview that we did with one of our guests a few weeks ago. All right? We declined from comment.
Yes, we did.
Right? They're coming back again. This time, I did not decline. All right? They want to do something where they discuss the growing hip-hop scene and how, you know, it's just a budding scene, but also the growing violence that is happening in our city and maybe what things we can do to just address it and maybe do something to help it. Right? So just look out for that. If the media does try to give us any twist or anything like that, I will be actually surprised because they said that they're going to give us, we'll be able to speak how we feel without the media twist. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know exactly when that's going to be dropping, but look out for that. All right? I just want to let the people know ahead of time so you're all ain't hitting me like, yo, did you see that? No.
Friday? not the person, but the actual day of the week, the night, like Friday evening news?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
When the DMs start blowing up and, like, the texts and stuff like that. We're telling you now, yes, we've seen it. I saw it. You know what I mean? But over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
11 shootings in the city.
11? If you want to take it back 11 2
people
weeks,
hit.
You want to take it back 2 weeks. So we can, like, yo, from, okay, so, the you know, those they did their... They're beginning a summer raid. They're happy. They got their 78 guns off the street.
Mm-hmm.
Following weekend, 5 people murdered, 4 with guns, right? 4 shootings. Fast forward to this weekend, that turned out to a double homicide and a quadruple shooting the next night and a drive-by the next day and even a road rage incident with a firearm.
Yeah.
The lady... popped the trunk. She said, yo, don't make me pop. She didn't even say it. She popped
did the bone
trunk.
Crusher.
She hit the bone crusher. And she hit 2 people. Right? She hit one or shot at a car.
A pedestrian as well as cyclist.
And then, like, wow. And not to mention in Brampton, there was four people stabbed. Like, it's crazy what's going on in the city, man. And then there was another kid. He wasn't shot, but he was stabbed and killed over the weekend, right? Like, if it's not a shooting, it's a stabbing. It's like, it's crazy right now. The city is hot right now. The summer just began, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to call for it. Like, nah, like I said before, but remember I was saying that whole year, the gun part two type of thing?
Okay, but like,
there was a specialized scene on that they were talking about it. They're saying that it might be.
Okay, well, check out this messed up stat I seen on the news. 50 homicides as of January 1st. Last year, there was only
23. Wow.
Right? Last year, there was 23.
And they try to take the whole van incident and say, well, just because of the van. It was because of the van incident. No, so how many people died in that one?
10.
10 people. Okay. So
10 or something. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. 10, I think 10 and then like 60. Yeah, 10 first degrees and like 16 attempts or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So
10 people died in that. Take that number and, you know, rest in peace to all of them and condolences to their family. Right. Take those 10 people.
No, I don't even think they're included in that stat.
But there were some people that were saying that that's the reason why the there's such a boost in the gun violence
That wasn't a shooting. They're saying that these are, I'm pretty sure they're gun-related homicides, they're saying.
Wow.
Pardon me?
Oh, they're saying murders.
Yeah, murders in general. Okay, not right?
Those 50, what did you say?
Four, it was 10. 10
58?
Or 50. It's 50, they 50. Said.
Okay, so take 50 minus the 10 out of that. You still got 40.
It's still a lot.
Like, right? That's
one is too much.
17 more than last year.
One is too much.
One is too much. But it's not like you can't take that stat and be like, okay, no, don't worry. Because when people do that, it's like they try to downplay the problem a little bit. And don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Address it. Address why it's happening. It's something that's it's secular.
It's something bigger than
it's a socio-economical problem. Social, it's not just a bunch of bad men who are shooting at each other. There's a root to why mans them are like that in the first place. So let's address that rather than just locking motherfuckers up and whatever. Let's start from the foundation of the children that are growing
up. Even locking up people. I thought jail was about rehabilitation. There's nothing to rehabilitate you in jail, man. They don't do, like, from what I, when I did my little bit of time, when I, you know what I'm saying? There was, like, you couldn't do anything. You, like, there's no, if there was any school, it's like some volunteer teacher that comes in and brings you, like, grade 5 and 6 pamphlets to work on grammar and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing really that's going to challenge anybody mentally, you know what I'm saying? You get a couple of books here and there. And then even if you try to accumulate anything like that, the first cell block search, whatever, search up, they take that shit and they dash it away. Yeah. They don't want you to be learning anything. God forbid you take your time and learn something. You know what I'm saying? Let alone, like, yo, when I was there, we had a gym. It was supposed to be fully weighted, full weights, everything. We never got to see it. The staff were using it. You understand what I'm saying?
You're talking about provincial.
Yeah. Thank God. You know, I didn't go down below. Thank God. Knock on wood. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm saying, there in provincial, obviously, is different.
But the thing is, you get all that down below, right?
Yeah.
However, think about this. You'll only get those kind of quote-unquote amenities, let's say, or things that you can do to occupy your time if you've done something severe where you have more time.
Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you're doing life. Sure. Okay, yeah. You want to learn now? Okay, go ahead. Learn.
Yeah.
But like,
no, but not just life. That's like, even if you have 2 years plus a day.
Yeah, even if you're not doing pen time or you're doing... Even, okay, like I said, I didn't do pen time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even in the provincial, there's like barely anything.
Yeah.
I don't know about now, but before there was barely anything. And then when you go down below, I know there's stuff there, like you said, depending on how long, what you get to do and where you are.
No, but situated. Just think about the fact that you have to do longer time
to
be able to find something to do with your time while you're away.
Which is stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is stupid.
It's like almost like an oxymoron, basically. Like, yeah, you know what? You want to find something to do with your time while you're away? Get more time. You know what I mean?
Ridiculous. But anyways.
Yeah. But okay. Let's go to our break. I got a tune here. Maybe a little bit more positive, or, you know, maybe more lyrical. So Shaolin.
Oh yes.
Forever Remain.
Yeah, yeah. Run the track.
Run the tune here. Let me see if YouTube gonna slap us with a commercial.
We're like four for. Okay, we're like grooving. Four for like out of the last six or whatever.
That's a sunny visual.
I told you, but yes. Baby Shao is working. One of the best was getting these checks when the slide holes breaking the net. So jeez. Make way for a smooth cat. I'm running the game, smash a day. I'm on the hands, man, these holes be the same. Catch me in the range, getting chance to switch your lanes. I'm elite. I don't mess with the lane, found in the 1-5. The dude drop by, so don't get fly. Play by the gun, young god, you're born to get fried. Who am I to your mother?
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's get this shit started. We got our guest in the building today, our interview of the day, and he bought some bars with him. So
let's get it.
A.R. Paisley in the motherfucking building.
It's popping.
Let's get to these fucking bars. I got a beat here from P80. P80 Music.
Shout out P80.
We got A.R. Paisley in the motherfucking building.
Let's get it. Look, so much money on me, it's getting overprotective. But who I call friends now, I'm getting selective. Rappers not doing the numbers, the labels projected. And they're too busy with these bitches to try and perfect it. And they're the ones to say my goals are unreachable, cause they can't reach them, ambition's unteachable. I heard there's laws to this power, I should read it through. I told my bro these people aren't like me and you. I'm usually moving off how I feel, that's why I keep it real. While they calculate their moves, moving phony still. That's ingenuine behavior, trying to sign a deal. They're being fake face to face just to get a meal. Well, me, I'm sitting here, I'm living in the moment. I just realized I feel bad for my opponents, cause I'm a workaholic, I can never control it. I'm not the one to start beef, but they trying to provoke it. I might just drop a diss track, just so that they really know it, that I'm the one that finished things, if you haven't noticed. Some people try to diss me, I should get them back. I called my bro like 50 Cent and told him get the strap. But there's no hate in my veins, this is all love. The kids with no talents, what they called us. But now the city needs rap, that's when they call us. But just a month ago, they didn't wanna watch us washed up. I guess this mumble shit is dying out, yeah. I guess that's what these wave riders crying about. I can't lie, there was a point in time I tried out. You see, I would've took it there, that's the easy route. You know me, I'm just sticking to the script. Paisley 4L, need that tatted on my ribs. No cosigns, I would die for the clip. Youngin' on my grind, steady trying to get rich. But all I ever see is fakers in this music biz. They trying to talk the talk, but they don't know what music is. I've been on my P's and Q's, I ain't with that stupid shit. Still know some goonies that'll leave you with the tuna fish. I'm done with the distractions, done with being passive. I'ma go hard until I'm label main attraction. They've been trying to wild out here, and I'm just laughing. Bitches on the internet, then pray for a reaction. That gives them satisfaction, so I'ma let it slide. I call these people family, they wouldn't even ride. They trying to block me out, they don't want to see me shine. They don't want to see me win. Beat. Man, they rather see me die, and it's crazy. I know some people that was popping up last year, but that was last year. I want to make that clear. Like, how you dissing on my name, but you washed up? I'm fucking with the auto-tune, but get your bars up.
Jeez.
Okay.
Love hip-hop.
Hey.
Okay. Love
hip-hop. Take in the bars, people.
Holy.
Our guest went in. We had we had a good...
Really?
Yes,
no, no sound effects?
Nice. Too late for the sound effects. You're slow, my P. Tourette's with the sound effects.
That's what's going on over here on the We Love Hip Hop podcast today.
Friday's got Tourette's with the sound effects.
Holy.
Okay. They caught me off guard too. I wasn't prepared.
There you go.
You came prepared. Yo, A.R. Paisley in a motherfucking building.
Yes,
yes. Yo, okay. Just to start off, how long does it take you to prepare for like a Freestyle Friday? Because I see you a lot on the Toronto Rappers Fridays. You did the Respect the Process. How long do you freestyle those, or do you prepare for those ahead of time?
It depends. Like sometimes I could freestyle half and then have like writtens in my head. You know what I mean? So yes. I'll go on the fly. So if I freestyle for 8 and then I'll feel myself like slowing down a bit, I'll just bust out a written.
Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. And even how do you do that in your brain?
Connection. How do you make that connection? From the freestyle to the written.
That's something so hard to explain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because before I go into the freestyle, it's not really planned.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just be freestyling. But like I'll know the written's planned, but I don't know when it's coming.
Right.
So I'll be freestyling and I'll feel myself slipping up.
Yeah.
And out of the back of my mind, I'm bringing out the written, you know?
Okay.
Basically, kind of. It's one of those things, it's hard to explain.
It's a reflex.
It's just you know when you're in. Yeah, it's a reflex.
Basically. Yeah. It's some real rapper shit.
MC shit, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? When did you start rapping?
I think grade 9, so when I was like 14, 13, 14.
Yeah.
Around those times. Okay. I was just freestyling and battling and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Amongst your peers?
Yeah, just on the block. Because all my older heads were always freestyling. So that's how I got into it. And then they heard me and they're like, yo, you got to stick to this. You got to keep going with it, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it started.
And you're repping Saga. So
yeah.
Like, tell me about like the Saga side life. Like
Paisley. Like growing up, it was sick. Just because like it's one of those places you go outside, there's someone always outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You come outside, there's someone at the ball court. You walk up, there's people at the park. You go down to the convenience store, there's people outside. Like, you go to 5 and 10, it's like 2 blocks up from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a zoo. There's people always outside waiting for the bus, doing some next shit, right?
Yeah. So you're out that area, the 5 and 10 area.
Yeah. 2 blocks towards Lakeshore.
Yeah, that's a busy area.
It's busy.
Yeah. So then the Paisley name, I guess, comes from the hood.
Yeah. But I'm trying to... So it comes from the street. But now I'm trying to branch off and make it, like, that's what falls under me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, like, A.R. Paisley, and then I have, like, the company I produce. Like, I'm working on getting producers, other artists. We're going to drop clothing soon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So then when I go on, when I go to have a show, I'll have a stand with all the merch.
Okay.
Type of thing.
Nice.
Just trying to, like, build a whole business type of thing, you know what I mean?
Nice. And your name was just A.R. before.
When I started, I was A.R. Money. That's when I was in grade 9.
Okay.
Battling, and then what happened was I moved. So I was living on Paisley. Then I moved to like Central Saga, up by Square One.
Right.
And then I just dropped the money. I was just AR for a bit. I was making tracks, remixing tracks. I did a couple shows and shit. And then 2-3 years later, my pops passed away. So then I came back to Paisley. Mm. So when I came back, that's when I put the Paisley in my name. So now I was like AR Paisley. But then at the same time, I was like, okay, now I'm 100% with this rap shit.
Right.
So when I had the name change, I was like, yo, fuck everything else. You know what I mean? I don't have a plan B. This is my plan A. I'm going to make it work. Like, that was the mentality I had going into it.
That's a good mentality, though.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. And even I started seeing online, when I started doing some research about you, I seen KOTD battles from, like, 2014.
Yeah, I seen some of those also.
Yeah. That's how it started, basically. Like, I was remixing tracks, and then I entered a tournament with KOTD, actually,
okay.
And I won the tournament, and then I went on, I had to battle DNA and, like, DNA and Sharon, so two top dogs, and I was, like, 15, you know?
Nice.
I got smacked, though. They smacked me, because I wasn't expecting it going into it to win it, you know?
Right.
And I come in and embracing these
so
two
what's
guys.
So what does that feel like, that atmosphere, is like, new coming, going in there, knowing you're facing two big dogs?
Yeah.
It was hard, bro, because it was on the fly, too, with no writtens. So I was there, I'm like... It was one of the first times I actually had to be like, okay, yo, now I just got to get in my bag and try to freestyle against these two guys.
Yeah.
Like, basically prove yourself. You know what I mean? I got to prove myself right now. I did all right, though.
So that was your trail by fire, basically.
Yeah.
Those are your first two battles?
Like, obviously, you're battling on the block, right? Like,
right.
At school.
No,
my
no,
first
major KOT, battles.
In KOTD, yeah. Those are my first.
Wow.
Yeah. They put you through that?
What happened was,
those
yo, like,
heavy hitters right there.
I had to battle my boy. I beat my boy. I had to battle somebody else, beat him. Mm-hmm. Then it was the finals. I beat the guy. And then it was like, okay, yo, now the two finalists are going to square up against DNA and Sharon.
Okay.
So I'm with some guy I don't even know. I just beat him.
Yeah.
And I got to team up with him to face these two guys.
Yeah,
and I'm
defeating. That's defeating. That guy's spirits is already crushed.
Yeah.
Lost already. Back. Now they're giving us some sympathy time to shine again. Yeah.
And I just said some foul shit to him. Now I'm on his team.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's backwards.
But it was a good experience, though. Like, shout out KOTD.
Yeah.
Because that was before everything.
Facts. Shout out KOTD. They're alumni. We had them on the show.
Yep. Facts.
Oh, you had them on the show?
Yeah, bro. Season mm-hmm. one.
So, yo, we ain't, time
we, yo, what's the saying? We ain't new to this.
We ain't new to this.
I gotta watch that. You had all three of them on there? Who was it? Organic?
Oh, yeah. There was Organic. Gully
and Bishop.
Okay, so you had everybody. Yeah,
we had the threesome. Yeah. We had the threesome there.
Even on
pause,
that, there was a
yes. Pause. Major pause on that.
Even on that, there was the battle I was watching with you and not R Toxic, but because we have Toxic and Empire, right?
Okay.
The battle rapper Toxic.
That's what I thought.
Where you guys were fucking yelling at the top of your lungs. Yeah. What happened in that battle?
Bro, again, I was 15. So, like, this was one of my first battles. So, in my head, I'm like, yo, maybe I'll just try to match the energy of my opponent. Like, yo, I can't have him screaming at me and I'm just coming back, like.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I guess that's why I was screaming so hard. But even to this day, I can't watch those battles back because I'm like, fuck, I'm way better than this. Like, I could have done way better, you know?
Yeah.
But yo, you live and you learn. Especially when it comes to battling, because you never know what's going to happen. It's like the camera's rolling. And it's not like, okay, yo, stop the camera. I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you fucked up. You hold it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You hold your own. Even because, like, I've battled people too, and they've choked. And I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, let me put myself in their shoes. I'm like, fuck. I'd hate to be the one choking right now, you know?
Yeah, guess what? I'm going to crush you right now.
Yeah.
No,
but that's just what it is. Like, that's why it's sick at the same time, though. Because, like, you can't really prepare too much for it. So it's all like, yo, if you have the talent, you'll win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you crack under pressure, you lose.
Okay, not to interrupt, but this is the Bull Rider.
That's the Bull Rider.
So this is the Bull Rider right here, Friday. Do the honors.
Jeez.
And that's the Bull Rider.
And, like, how do you prepare for these battles?
Yeah, like you check out your opponent and then you write, or you just write knowing.
If I know who my opponent is, then I'll write, and I always write the first verse that I want to set the tone with, and I always write a verse that's like borderline kind of fucked up, mm-hmm. that like if it's like some shit I wouldn't even want to say, but if he crosses the line, that's where I'm gonna go, okay. type of thing, you know. And then the middle verse is always just like. Kind of freestyling on the spot, making fun of like what he's wearing, who he's with, like, you know, who's standing behind
old
him
style.
Type of thing.
Old yeah, school yeah. freestyle, see?
Because that's what gets the interaction from the crowd. When you do some shit that they can see too, you're like, yo, look at your shoes. Everybody's looking at his shoes like,
facts.
That's vintage shoes. Battle rap right yeah. there. Yeah. Off the top of the dome, freestyle yeah. rapping. That's
Smack the, DVD.
Smack DVD.
Ah, smack. Yeah. Smitter the dack.
See, growing up, that's what I was watching. I'm like, fuck.
Yo.
Okay. Murder Mook versus J Mills. All that shit. Saying. Loaded Lux.
There you go. That era, even like, okay, that era, but I'm a little bit older than that. So, like, even from when, you know, my brethren, they used to freestyle up top, you know, up with battles.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, those were the days, like you're saying, when you're younger with your brethren on the block freestyling with these men, them would reach and, like, yo, it's going down.
Yeah.
Man, we're just battling on the spot. It's like you say, yo, I'm going to make fun of what the man's wearing. You
know? We had some crazy experiences battling, too.
Trust me. But yeah, nowadays, this new era is, I got used to it.
Yeah.
It's different.
It is.
It's different.
So but it's still entertaining. Don't get me wrong. Very entertaining because, yo, Beast Mode, those two girls, I seen a girl battle, and girls get vicious.
Oh, yeah.
When female rappers battle each other.
I've never seen
Oh, man, like they get vicious. They get dirty.
Yeah.
They go dirty, man. They go dirty.
Oh, yeah.
They say some foul shit, bro, to themselves.
They go for the juggling.
What was it on Smack? Was it on Smack?
No, this is Beast Mode.
Beast Mode is another thing. It's over here in Toronto.
Is it Toronto?
Yeah. When you start getting serious about making music, though?
I'd say, like, when I first started in grade 9, I was like, yo, I'm serious. Like, I want to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, yo, at the end of high school, I dropped out. Like, I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to finish.
Okay.
And then that's when I was like, this is like, I'm going to put 100% into this. And that's it. Because at that time, like, I was seeing my homies graduate, too. So I was talking to them. And they're like, oh, yo, I'm going to school 4 years for this. You know, and at the end of the 4 years, I'll be eligible for, like, a business job.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, yo, if I'm dropping out of high school, these next 4 years, straight music. You know what I mean? 100%. I'm going to put 100% into it. Wake up, go to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not at the studio, think of concepts for videos. If it's not that, think about merch. If it's not that, try to be networking. Because, yo, now with the internet, too, it's easier as an independent artist. When back in the day, you couldn't do it. You couldn't be an independent artist without, like, the label or somebody in the position that knows other people.
These are facts.
Now it's like, bro, just go and direct message somebody.
Yeah.
You know? They might read it. It's happened to me multiple times. Like, I'm sending messages. I don't know if they're going to get open, but they get open.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit me back. You know?
Yeah. And especially if the music's good, too. Cause like, when I hear your music, I hear bars. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I also hear new shit. Like, you're not just rapping over boom bap beats and giving bars. You're going to rap over whatever's happening now and still fucking give bars. And it's always a message.
Yeah. Right? And I'm trying to experiment too, just with like other sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I'm always trying to make music that I fuck with first, you know?
Yeah.
I'm never thinking about the other people. I'm always thinking about what do I fuck with? And then I'll drop it. And then I'll see the response it gets.
Okay.
You know? Because then going forward, I don't really have to worry about what's going on. Will my fans fuck with this? Because I already know if I built a fan base, they fuck with what I fuck with.
Yeah,
straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I try to keep.
What's an average studio session like?
Yeah.
With me?
Yeah.
It's different. I'd say it's different every time. But like the last studio session we just did, I could, for the track I just dropped with Six Buzz,
mm-hmm.
I was just, so we were in the studio. I was with a producer. I think I went to the bathroom, right? And I hear him playing beats. So I'm in the bathroom and I hear this one beat. I'm like, yo, this shit's hot. So I come back from the bathroom. I start freestyling right away.
Yeah.
And he's looking at me. He's like, yo, this is hot, bro. I was like, all right, let's get in the booth. So the way I did that one, I'm like,
it's the Bull Rider.
I'm like, nice. Okay. I went in. I freestyled the first half. I was writing while I was in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished it basically in the booth. 2 days later, I came back, put like finishing touches on it and whatnot.
Okay.
And then I was there. But then there, like, other times I'll be writing a lot, cause, and then when I'm writing a lot, I'll be focusing on the content more so.
Okay.
Thinking about like, okay, and I always think like, yo, in 20 years, if I listen back to this, will I regret saying any of this? Cause my thing is too, I'm trying to make timeless music. Cause a lot of people can make music and it's like, okay, you hear it now, it's fire, but then next year nobody knows who you are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
See, people need to listen to what the man is saying. Timeless music. It sounds like, you know, an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's very hard. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you got to think, you're thinking forward. Like, will I be able to listen to this 20 years later and respect myself for what I said? That's pretty good.
But if you look at the legends, it's like they all have timeless music. That's the Bull Rider?
That's the Bull Rider right there. Don't miss out on the Bull Rider,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to get in on that. You switch up the blunts right there.
But yeah, timeless music. A lot of my favorite artists have like, it's not even music more so. It's more about like timeless album.
Because
I feel like, you know, when you fuck with an album heavy, when you listen to it, you remember the first time you took in the whole album. And it's like a point in time.
It can be a time capsule for sure. Yeah. Bring you back. It's true.
Yeah.
Reasonable Doubt.
Because time.
Blueprint. Jay-Z, the Blueprint album.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof, the Blueprint. Oof, oof.
Majority of Jay's albums, I think, are timeless. Yeah.
They just like take you back, like ooh, boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For real, for real.
It's like a time machine.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's why music's sick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even to expand on that, like, what time capsule albums do you have in your mind? What were the albums that you were listening to growing up?
It depends on like the point in time, cause like I got into hip hop young. I think I was like 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
like back in 04. That's when Ludacris was hot. Like the Dirty South era was popping.
Yeah.
So I was a youngin' and I was watching these videos on Much. And I remember seeing the video, he had the big ass arms.
Oh, you know?
And there was a, and then there was another one where he had a big ass head.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was another one, he had a big ass shoe. So like, yo, I'm looking at it as a youngin' and I'm like, yo.
Ludacris.
This is fucking crazy. Like, I never seen some shit like this.
Yeah.
Because it'll even say, like, yo, parental discretion is advised. If you're under 14, don't. Like, I'd full watch that. And I'd be like, yeah, fuck that. I want to see the video.
Yeah. You know?
So I see these videos. And then I started taking in the lyrics, too. I'm like, okay, yo, this shit's hot.
He's a lyricist.
And the thing about him, you could understand everything he's saying. Like, he's enunciating everything properly.
Yeah.
So even if you're young, you know exactly what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking it in. So. Yeah, the Dirty South era. So I was listening to like T.I., Ludacris, Paul Wall, Slim Thug, Mike Jones, 3-6 Mafia.
Okay.
And then I think from there I went backwards though. So I went to like the East Coast versus West Coast era.
You're right.
Where it was like Snoop Dogg, Diddy, Dr. Dre, Biggie, Pac, Big L, Big Pun, Fat Joe.
Tugging.
That era right was now. Crazy.
Those ones are those favorites.
Just tugging.
Trust it.
But yo, it's crazy now though, because, so yeah, it was the East Coast had its era, West Coast had its era,
mm-hmm.
Dirty South had its era. But I feel like now, like 2018 going forward, I feel like it's like the North Side.
Yeah.
We're going to have the biggest impact on the culture.
Yeah.
And then when our time's done, they're going to be like, yo, there's this is the North Side culture. Us.
It's like Atlanta. You saw Atlanta was bubbling. Yeah. Atlanta, like, what was that, 2010? One.
Yeah.
Atlanta was the shit. You know what I'm saying?
We're the new Atlanta in this motherfucker.
Like, when it comes to the music-wise, like, because every day, like, our talent, the talent pool in here, the city is crazy.
It's crazy.
right?
Because yo, even like when you know how you have smart TVs now, so you have like YouTube on the TV.
Yeah.
So like, even when we come back to the club, come back from the club, we'll put on a Toronto video on YouTube, and like an hour and a half later, we'll just be like, still in the Toronto section of YouTube. I'm like, bro, if we're here sitting for an hour and a half just taking in all the Toronto music, I think what's missing is the exposure for like other countries to see it.
Yeah.
And then once they see how much talent's in the city, I think it's a wrap. Because the YouTube catalog goes deep.
You know what I mean? You're right. You're right.
Even with the Google Homes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, yo, if you just say like an artist from the city, it will run.
Yeah.
It will just run Toronto tracks. Okay, play this playlist, and then boom, it will just start playing just the going tracks.
To the related.
Yeah, and it will just like the YouTube.
So once we get like, and it's starting to bubble now, where like people in the States are bumping it, but I think by the end of the summer it'll be.
Yeah, and even like what you're saying about the YouTube search, how do you use YouTube like for your music? Like, how do you make your music pop on YouTube?
Honestly, like I'm bad with that type of stuff. I can't even lie. I tried to do AdWords. You know what AdWords is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did it once. I tried to do it again. They flagged me. They said, this wasn't passed through because of tobacco usage and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I was
I've
like,
had that issue.
So I was like, fuck it. I tried it again. Same thing. So then I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to stop doing it. I'm just going to try to keep posting. And hopefully, you know what I mean? It picks up by itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Type
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
I think I just got to stay consistent.
Yeah, this is
if I facts. Stay consistent and I'll keep going. That's and using outlets like 6buzz, like shout out 6buzz. The first time they posted me is when I did my most traction.
Okay.
You know, and like Toronto Rappers, 6Words, Toronto Wave,
yeah.
Canada Hip Hop TV, all those accounts. And even you guys.
Yeah.
Bigging up the culture.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Let me take a quick second to shout out a thing that's going on coming up.
For sure.
So July 7th, the event is going down. It's the Price the Boss Bottom of the Ninth.
Oh yes.
Yes, so it's the record party release? The record release party that's going down for his album Bottom of the Ninth. It's going down July 7th. That's like about a week from now. All right. It's over at the Black Swan at 154 Danforth Avenue. There's going to be live performances by DJ Snoopy, Roche, Jedi Beast and Stoutisha, KBF Pounds and Jinx, Nana Goody, Brizzle, Jordan Rhymes, Greasy Dex, and Destiny, and Binky Bars.
Oh wow! Right? Serious lineup.
Serious lineup. We Love Hip Hop alumni will also be in the building. T Major.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a thing, and you're gonna be hearing the Price Boss or Price the Boss Bottom of the Ninth album. Mm-hmm. Right. So July 7th is going down. So we have AR Paisley in the motherfucking building.
Yeah.
He brought bars with us. He's brought, and we're going through the history and different things, right? You're a Persian rapper, right?
No.
I heard the guy in a battle say try to hit you with one of those.
With a Persian bar?
Yeah.
He probably didn't know me.
Ah.
This is going off looks, yeah.
Okay, so what's your background?
I'm Punjabi.
Ah.
Sikh, yeah.
Okay. So do you get like, and I ask this question a lot of times because of hip hop being. Something that originated from like black culture,
mm-hmm.
right? So, do you get the blowback where it's like you have to work a little bit harder to let people know that yo, I'm fucking talented, yo?
I think kind of when I was growing up, I think a lot of people thought I was light skinned too, so they thought I was black, and then they would talk to me, and then I'd tell them, and they'd be like, oh, okay, but I don't think I haven't really experienced shit like that,
right.
I don't think so, you know what I mean?
If the music is quality.
I think it'll pop, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a lot, I don't know, I don't even know. I don't feel like I've gotten any trouble with that, though.
Right. Really. Well, I see guys like Nav opening the doors and stuff like that. Do you feel that he's making it easier for like the Punjabi and the Indian community and different people to blow up now?
Definitely, because he's the first one to just open the door and actually do it. Mm. So now it's showing people that it's possible, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's why you haven't seen a lot, too, is because... And not only brown, just like any other race, it's like they wait for the one guy to go through, open the door,
mm-hmm.
lay the foundation, and then you go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's Vanilla Ice that was popping, but then after Eminem, like right after Eminem, you started seeing a lot more.
That's true.
A lot more. And now we got like, you have like G-Eazy, Macklemore,
mm-hmm.
Machine Gun Kelly. And it's like they're always on the radio too. getting heavy radio play. So
yeah, you're right. Tell me about Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Like the group I was in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. You did your homework.
Yeah. Friday digs the crates in the internet.
I was in a group that was in like grade 10 through grade 11. We were just building. We did a lot of old school shit.
Okay.
A lot of new school shit. But like towards the end, I was like, yo, I'd rather do the solo thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just do it by myself. And then that's when I think I freshly started on January 1st when I dropped 101.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Nice. Give me one of the biggest struggles that that you find in the game, period.
Biggest struggles. I'd say it's with mostly the marketing. Like I was saying with the YouTube shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to like, I see people doing numbers, like a lot of numbers. But sometimes I'm like, yo, the quality is not there though, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, how is this happening? So I think there's something behind the scenes where like, I don't know if it's fake numbers. I don't know if people are buying numbers.
Well, we had that discussion.
You know what I mean?
We've had that discussion.
Yeah.
People are buying our rappers.
What's your take on it?
I think some people are paying for views, mm-hmm. right?
A lot of the comments people were saying, hell yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And he, back in the day, did it himself when, you know, he was
fresh
to it when he was, you know, like...
On YouTube or what?
Yeah, I did a YouTube video back in the days. I told a story with one of our last interviews, but
yeah.
I put out a YouTube video back in 2012 when I didn't know that there was this whole fake view thing.
Okay.
Right? And then, you know, YouTube did their sweep. They took the 250,000 views that, or 240,000 views that it was, and put it down to 19,000, which was still great, right? But it wasn't 240,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And in
the
comments, you can tell, like, you know, oh, your music good to make love to, and I'm like, you know, work, put that work in. And
oh,
I'm talking,
I heard that track.
Right? I'm there talking about fucking hustling and shit, yeah. And they're like, yeah, your music great, make love to. And his name,
yo, you
like,
never know with some people though.
No, but it's like the guy's name is like. Like John Smith.
It's like a robot, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is John Smith talking like he has some kind of accent?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But there's two different kinds, right? There's the fake views, and then there's the views like you're talking about,
the bull riding.
AdWords and different things, right? That's okay.
And that's fine for sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's some people who probably have those that their video wasn't flagged, they passed it through, right? Because I've had videos where I put it through that. I'm smoking weed in the video. But it passed it, right? So.
But yeah, I'd say that's the biggest struggle, like seeing other artists with more numbers, and I'm like, I don't know if they're fake, I don't know if they're real, but like,
right.
I always just try to stay motivated, though, stay consistent,
and
never take breaks.
Do you find there's an issue trying to book shows? Have you have problems booking shows?
I haven't had really problems booking shows, but I've been waiting because I wanna do the Mod Club downtown, but I wanna wait for the right time. And, like, make sure that I fill it up. I don't want to just do it and then, like, you know, there's, like, 300 people there.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get the cap on the building for my first show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And get, like, some special guests to come out. So I'm just building right now to get to that point.
Yeah. And even being from Saga, right, sometimes I see, like, some of the comment section, they're, like, they try to do a little pushback on Saga MCs.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel that pushback from Saga MCs?
I don't think I feel it too much right now. Because, like, we have a lot of artists coming out of Saga, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all doing their thing. So,
mm-hmm.
I think Saga, like, compared to the other cities around the GTA, I think Saga has the best, the best backing behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even in comments, you see other cities getting roasted. But I think Saga's been good so far.
Yeah,
there's not too much to say about it.
There's quality MCs that come from Saga. There's Scythe that's from there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Nana Goody. We Love Hip Hop Alumni. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So.
Even P&D.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like. Yeah. I think that was one of the first ones. When he got signed, Saga
Party
was.
Next door. Yeah.
Saga was on one. We were like, yo, we got one with this. Young Tory.
Young Tory's from Saga.
Yeah.
So.
I think we're doing good.
Yeah. I agree.
Making a scene, definitely. Making a splash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, shit. You know, a lot of people call the show We Love Hip Hop Toronto just because that's what the Instagram name is.
Yeah.
But it's We Love Hip Hop.
Yeah.
It's
We Love Hip Hop. It's not just catered to Toronto.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, we go to...
We happen
to
be located in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, Saga's not... To me, I still consider Saga Toronto.
It's like, I think the whole GTA with Toronto is like... But yeah, should be considered.
That's,
you know?
That's good. It's the GTHA. That's what it is. So it's
is
all
that what it actually is.
That's what it's. It's not the GTHA, the GTA anymore. It's the GTHA. So they threw that H in there. You understand what I'm saying? So they did some amalgamate all that shit. So yeah, you know what? All under one umbrella, buddy.
That makes 7 million. It's raining
outside. Throw that umbrella up. Yep. You know, so that's basically what's popping right now. So yeah, the GTHA.
Yeah, and once you get down south, they don't be like, "Oh, you're from Saga." Yeah, they're everyone, like Toronto.
Oh, you're from Toronto. Oh, you're from Toronto. They, especially how you talk, right?
Yeah, with people that you don't know, or no, with people from the States, I feel like you have to say Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
You say Saga, they won't know what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So you say Toronto.
Yeah. Facts. That's
very
facts.
True.
Mm-hmm. When can we get a full length project from you?
I'm working on it right now. I think. I'd say, like, more towards the wintertime.
Because
I'm, like, stacking up. I have, like, 30 songs, right? But I'm trying to make that timeless project I was talking about.
Okay.
So it's, like, it's hard to go through, like, what should be a single, what should be on the album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, set the tone for both. But I think I'm going to keep dropping singles until the project's ready. And when the project's ready, I'm just going to drop it, go full-fledged with that. And I think that's when I'll try to do the show. After the album, go on, like, the press run, and then just, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Do the show.
So we got AR Paisley in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, bar heavy.
Yes. Okay, I want to keep you for our Smoke and Mirror segment.
Okay. Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
If you ain't trying to get this money, go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
You too scared to face your fears and go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Eyes wide on this side, we don't sleep. Making moves, chasing dreams. Paying dues, taking leaps. Go to
sleep.
Lullaby, lullaby, lullaby. When it's nighttime, I'ma come alive. When it's nighttime, don't come around. Niggas switch side like Geminis. Lullaby, lullaby, lullaby. Pass that blunt like 100 times. Running through your town at 100 miles. Sipping on Henny like Cristal. Lullaby, lullaby. I dream HD in the colorblind. Shoot a black man, nigga see a lie. The revolution been televised. Want a nigga start at civilized. Tell the government stop telling lies. Mama never told me how to settle down. Daddy never told me how to back down. Lullaby. Mention my name with the alumni. Call me when the fun's out. Never been tongue-tied. Eat good roast, bear fruit with the oxtail cheese. Big up the Mondem, holla at the tings. We can play ball, just out of my league. I want the M's, you want the G's. Tell them at the bank on me. Lullaby, lullaby, lullaby. Talk more shit than the enema. Anyway.
Okay, so let's get it popping here.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yes. So let's get into our smoke and mirrors. And we have Juice. Or sorry, I keep on saying Juice because I'm old head.
Yeah,
old head.
Yo, hold on. Before you even finish that, this is a thing that I personally do, man. Like, I can tell when how long somebody knows me by the name that they give me. You know what I'm saying? Because I have many names, yo.
Exactly.
I have Rochester. I have Rochester, a.k.a. Juice. Mm-hmm. I have Juice Rochester. I have Juice. You know what I'm saying? I have Jay. I have Jason. You know what I'm saying?
Juice Rochester. That's what I said.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. We
have Rochester 2.0. Rochester 2.0,
all caps. All fucking caps. In the motherfucking building, all right?
All so caps.
So let's talk about something that we were talking about earlier in our show, okay? But I want to put a little spin on it right now.
All
right. Okay? The, you know, RIP Smoke Dog once again.
Yes, RIP Smoke Dog.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, with the amount of deaths that have been rising in the scene, right? And, you know, RIP to XXX Tentacion, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Triple, and the other guy, I don't remember.
Jimmy Wapo. Right? Those videotapes of all of these different things, okay? People at the scene videotape with their phone, right? Rather than just getting the fuck out or doing whatever they, you know, they film.
Yeah.
So are we desensitized because of social media to death?
Well, it goes back to even before social media. We've been watching Arnold Schwarzenegger tear the place up for years. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's man like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the other one there?
Steven Seagal.
Hard to Die, Steven Seagal, flipping, John, the cop one there, that the building there, in the Christmas one. I can't remember. His
oh, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. That's
Bruce
right.
Bruce Willis. Don't give me. Are we going to movies now?
But you understand what I'm saying? So when you say social media,
yeah,
we've been before. Social media just put it to a level where it's like, it's at like, it's overload now.
No, you're right. Yeah. Because now when I think about some of those movies that Herc's mentioning, there was all mad bombs that were going off in it. Like,
yo, these guys don't die,
super
man.
Machine guns.
Yeah,
bro.
Knocking off like 50 people by the end of the movie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie catalog alone.
Alone.
Okay?
Like 4,000 bodies.
Yo, the body count. The body count that man laid down in movies is ridiculous. Yo, don't forget the man laid down Alien.
I'm thinking about it in my head. Like,
the man laid down Alien.
You think that's why though? I don't know, man. Like,
That's a part of it.
Okay, we are desensitized.
Look at The Wire. Like, The Wire, it's an awesome show, but it was pretty violent.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never seen the whole thing.
Oh, well.
Wait, let's not talk about that. Yeah.
I'm not going to go down into The Wire, but I'm just saying, but there's a lot of content that we watched growing up. Yeah. And even these kids, when they were like, yeah. Like you said, it's not our parents' kids. It's our kids, our generation's kids that's mostly keeping up this madness that's going on right now.
Hold that. Put that on the Pinterest board for a second.
Pinterest board it.
Okay?
Yeah.
What's your opinions on this sensitization? Like, do you think that we're... Like, do you see the videos, like, when somebody sends you a video? Does it stick in your head?
Parts of things do stick in my head to this day. You know, like, and I think we are very desensitized to everything. You know, the fact that you can see somebody laid out and the first instinct is to pull out your phone and press the record button instead of pressing 911. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
even that point,
get an ambulance in a motherfucker.
Yeah,
if you don't want to be a quote unquote snitch or whatever,
yeah,
call the fucking ambulance. There's somebody dead.
Thank you.
And then bounce.
You see, the thing I gotta say about it is like this.
But make sure you do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's important to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. This, like, X is, I can't believe that kid is
even
gone.
Triple X. Mm. When Triple X passed away, people were saying, oh, I don't know if he's dead. There's no blood.
True.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's what they were saying. But you could tell by his body.
Yeah.
The way he showed it, there's no life in that body. The soul has left that body. You
can
tell.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, once again, now you see Smoke, RIP, when the people did pass it, he's there, and now you see the blood. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't nice.
Yeah, and people are filming.
Someone got off the bus, bystander, like I said earlier, got off the bus and tried to help him while the boy and them were standing there still. Like, it's kind of messed up.
Suspect.
And you know even, I mean? Like, you see with the whole... I understand, like, there's a code, okay?
Yeah.
And I was having this conversation this weekend, right? Because I understand that, like, no matter what, I've lived my life, right? So I have to deal with those codes, right? But I always had to clarify to different people who don't. There's the civilians, and then there's the people who do what they need to do when you see a situation. If you're one of those people, then instead of picking up your phone...
Yeah.
And fucking do what you need to do. Call the guy them or whatever. The guys who are the non-civilians that were on the scene that were just like, yo, might have been doing their thing. Then just splurt. Get off the fucking scene.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody sit there and film the shit with your phone.
I can't. There's no reason to. I'm sure there's somebody in every crowd, yo, but that can't be reduced to that last image, man.
Like, that's the last image that's circulating of the man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like... It's crazy because that video...
There should be no image.
Unless there's surveillance on the scene that's picked up.
And then there should be nobody picking up a phone and filming
even
the shit.
Even for the fact that, like, yo, Instagram...
Somebody's going to do it.
All this Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, anybody that let that image or video be shared should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that shouldn't have been shared publicly like that.
Nope.
And there was the same before. The man said, yo, brother, I think it's his brother X. I can't remember his name exactly, but yo, we can see our people die live with no edit.
Yeah.
No edit, bro. We watched the whole thing laid out. Bang, bang, bang. The whole thing. No edit. Yep. You understand? It's got to change.
Revolution has been televised.
It's got to change, man. It's got to change, bro. Instagram, like, please stop this oh, he's laid out. Let's post this and get views.
Yo, I saw a girl get choked out, like her tongue out of her mouth, yo, like choked on Instagram. I was like, this is crazy, man. Mm. Like, they got taken down after.
Yeah.
But like somebody people, filmed it. Somebody's dead, yo. Like they're done, yo. Like it's why crazy. Are you showing that?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like why but are you posting you, that?
Why does it get like that shouldn't be able to get posted.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be able to get posted.
Yeah. So
anyways, yeah.
Yeah. Next subject that I have here, something a little bit lighter.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Cannabis companies are preparing for the pet market.
Oh, the cannabis pets, yeah. They yes. got ill, hey.
What?
So the CBD oils.
They want in, man. The pets ill. Yeah. Yo, you have to understand.
What?
Dogs, cats, they suffer from arthritis just like people. No, no, it's true, though. It's true, though. No, you can laugh and...
No, no, no. I know it's real shit.
No, but you can, no, it's true, though. But, like, arthritis, it's just... You know, what the fuck? Because they can't vocalize that shit. You understand what I'm saying? They get old. What?
Well, yeah. Not every I'm not saying there's a not a use for it, but, like, what is happening, right?
So they're they're getting CBD oils.
Mm-hmm.
For when their dogs are like going through like the new special that I was watching,
okay.
The lady had her dog and the dog was kind of, he was kind of feeble, you know what I'm saying? Okay. He was dealing with some issues. Yeah. He was shaking it rough, basically.
Right.
Okay. And she was giving him the little CBD drops, mm-hmm. right? Because man be using CBD for pain and different things like that, right?
Mm. Remember, CBD doesn't get you high.
Cancer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cancer. CBD doesn't get you high. Mm-hmm. CBD oil does not get you high. That's the whole point of CBD oil.
It just heals.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't get you high. It does not affect you like that.
Yeah.
So you take CBD oils, you have to take it over a period of time for it to affect you. It's not going to, you take two drops and you're going to feel it. No. It's something you got to constantly take and you have to use it. You have to medicate with it. It's not like smoking a joint where you smoke a joint, you feel high or whatever. No, CBD oils is completely different.
Yeah.
You got to take it over time. It could be topical. Or you can do it ingest. You can ingest it. You know what I'm saying?
And have them for the dog to me.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So with the pets now, mm-hmm. people are just making topical creams. Mm-hmm. And they're making pet treats that happen to be CBD infused.
And you're saying this is helping the animals? Like yeah. the dog
just like it would help a person.
Like, the dog's looking younger. Things like that.
Well, it's not looking younger, but...
The fur just look better. Just start walking different.
It will help certain ailments. Like if the dog has arthritis... Even if people have arthritis, even glaucoma, eyes, stuff like that, it helps, right? It's supposed to help.
Your Fido's good now, dog.
It's a market, just like clothing for dogs, grooming for dogs, dog walking, you know, dog babysitting, all of this stuff. So it's just one more...
Doggybus.
One more market to touch. It's the cannabis for dogs now. But they're not going to get the dogs high, obviously. That's
it's going to make money still. Of like course, people will do that.
I have a name for it.
$7 billion industry is what they're projecting for cannabis.
What?
CBD, not even cannabis. For CBD, for $7 billion.
Right? I got a name for this. And it's shout out to my homeboy in Montreal. Anabis.
Oh, there you go. Anabis.
For the animals. Boom.
There you go. Perfect. But like I said, you know, CBD doesn't get you high. It just sounds weird. Like, what? You're going to give... Dogs, CBD. No,
just relax them, make them, exactly. make them feel nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, they would all be on that.
The dogs are probably already on that.
They're probably invested in that right now.
Come on. Like,
getting them Calabasas treats?
Yeah, what? Man.
That's everywhere. The next big wave, man.
Come on now.
It's the green rush.
Yeah, it's coming.
Make that money, dog.
It's coming. The last thing I want to bring up here in our smoke and mirrors, Lady spazzes out on IG. I'm gonna show you what I'm talking about.
Is this
about.
The one with the movers?
Whoa!
I think so. All right.
Yeah, that's it. The one with the movers.
Watch her now. Did volume up?
Yeah, I see.
That's the one with the movers. Yo, she's bright, yo. Yeah, the two guys. Yeah, the man. Yeah.
I never seen this.
Is this Toronto?
No. This is the States one.
Because two guys. That company works in Toronto also.
What?
Stop spraying our stuff.
That ain't your stuff. That's the fucking road, motherfucker.
Hey. Yo, she's going shit. In. My shell garden.
Can't finish this shit. She's out here. Oh, damn. We got to watch this shit, bro.
No, you ain't staying here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going in.
And you're not allowed to be on my property. And you're on my fucking shell garden. Ruined.
My fucking shell garden.
Fucking sue your ass.
Look at him. Sue your ass. Bro. The whole time she's spraying the hole.
No, we're training.
Still spraying. Still spraying.
I'm not in with her.
Yo, at the very first time I seen that movie, I mean, I thought the man was going to spit in her face. Or I thought the man was going to spit in her face. Real talk, I thought the man was going to spit in her face.
Did not.
I'll give her a couple of props, okay? I'll give, because he did that little lean in, like he was going to do or something.
Yeah.
And I wasn't kind of rating that, like, yo, fam, like, what do you, one, are you just even pretending that you're going to do or something?
Yeah.
She's bold, yo.
But she did not even flinch.
Not even a flinch.
She said, you found the right motherfucker. And
she left. You didn't hear it? She said, you don't know what the fuck I do.
Yeah. And leaned on it. You don't know what the fuck I do. And she just gave the gangster lean. Like,
yo, you see them type of talks?
Yeah, the shotguns in the house lean.
You gotta talk. You gotta take them talk serious. So you gonna say, you don't know what I've done.
No, and she never stopped spraying, bro. The whole time.
Second thing I give her props for, because I was waiting for her to be
zero props.
No, I don't think she's in the wrong this time. I'm actually on her side.
I gotta see it again. Whoa. Still, but
she's parked up on the truck. The guys parked the truck up, and it happens to be on her grass. Okay, her shell garden. Okay,
so wait. Was he or wasn't he on her property?
The man's parked up their moving truck, and they went up on
her. Angle. You know, these
just
guys.
Like a little bit. Okay.
They're on her garden, fam.
Okay, like, yo.
If he did, then she's in the right.
But yo, she could have. You know, the gardens? Way she blew up, though.
She went off still.
She blew off. Huh?
This is States, eh?
Yeah, she blew.
She did?
She said she's going to shoot them.
Shoot.
Not sue.
I thought she said sue.
No, she said she's going to give them a cap in the ass. She didn't say that, but she said. She said.
Oh, my God. You see that?
Because the man walked away and said, you must don't know what I do. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he tried to give him some little, you know what? Just a little gangster shit while I'm walking away.
And
just
said, no, you don't know what the fuck I do.
You don't know what the fuck I do. And then she was, because she probably is a gangster motherfucker.
You got a real show. You think you can't threaten me? Yeah. You don't know what I be doing.
I give her props. Because I'm watching it, waiting for it to be a racist video when I first seen it.
Yeah.
She didn't say nigga one time or nigger one time. No, she just, I'm chief. No, get off my garden.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
My motherfucking shell garden.
Yeah.
Yo.
She looked like the one that's going to take it there.
I know. I expected it.
Yeah.
I expected it.
That was a IGTV moment. The
whole half an hour.
You know what I'm saying?
Then all the niggas came out after that 1 minute.
The guy's coming. The guy's on his way right now. That's right, motherfuckers. Yo. Yeah,
she's like, call the police. But I think she was in the right. So shout out to her. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I just think.
If he was, then I agree.
He's parked up. He could have moved the truck. But yo, like, did you give him an opportunity to move the truck? Or you just went from fucking 0 to 100? Give the man an opportunity to move the truck? Quick. Did you come on and say, you know you're on my shell garden. Could you move the truck? Or did you come out at 100? Motherfucker, get the fuck out of the motherfucking shell garden, motherfucker! Yeah. And start spraying the hose. You understand? Like, the way you approach things.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's true still.
I understand. The approach?
The approach. She could have came out at zero, but no. She looked like she came out straight 100.
Yeah, she couldn't
wait. You understand what I'm saying? She couldn't wait. Like,
she wanted a red line.
She was waiting. Yeah. Make my day. Someone else made her mad, and she was waiting for the next person to snap on.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? Yep. Someone pissed her off inside the house. Bob fucking told her something she didn't want to hear. Mad outside.
She got some 2-minute cocky. Yo. Said, that's it? Came outside to deal with her garden and said, what the fuck are these motherfuckers doing out here? Man's
parked on her shell garden. She just wants to water her shell garden and her little piece of grass and man's parked up. You understand what I'm saying? So you know she was mad about something else and she took it out on them.
Arms house.
Did you come out at zero? Or you come out at 100?
Nah, I feel you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
You can't tell people how to react to this shit.
No, it's true. But there's always ways to deal with situations.
If I went and I stepped on your shoe and your reaction was, I'm going to fucking punch you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, I stepped on your shoe.
Yeah.
I know that it's not right that you punched me in the face. You're a little bit overboard.
That's a good analogy, though.
But I can't tell you how to live, fam.
Did you say sorry? Or did you just punch the man in the... the man step on your shoe, turn around and punch him in the gut? Or did you get
it? Well, you said, fam, yo, look at the dirt on it now. Bam! Mm-hmm. Yo, dog.
But did you give the man enough time to say, yo, my bad.
That's how he reacts to things.
Yeah, sometimes.
My bad. And then, yo, you could, you never know. The man could have been like, yo, my bad. Before you could even, before the man got my, yo, boom, you poked the man. Not to even give the man a chance to react and say, yo, the my moral bad. Is
don't step on nobody's shoes. Don't drive people garden.
You see it.
So and with
many,
that being said.
So many proverbs right there. So much knowledge. So much knowledge.
You know what I'm saying?
In two don't statements.
Fuck with people
so
garden,
much
yo.
Knowledge, yo. So much knowledge.
Let's get our social medias and let's get our asses out of here.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Let the people know where to find you, including the music platforms and everything.
Yes.
Yo, okay. So just search Rochester, a.k.a. Juice, on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And my Instagram and everything is Rochester Juice.
Okay.
Instagram, at Facebook. Everything.
Everything across the board.
Across the board.
Yeah, all the platforms.
Yes.
And thank you for coming through, family.
Yes. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, man. It was a great way to spend a Tuesday.
Yeah.
One more for the books. You know 76.
76. 76. Nice. PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
SSC_HeyHercs_PK on Instagram, because that's the only platform I fuck with, but I need to change that. So I may just do the same thing that these guys do, cross the board.
Cross the board thing. Yeah.
But yeah, just make sure you guys look out for us on the 7th. We have the
bottom of the ninth.
And
price
then on the
boss.
13th, also, we have our live show here. $20, not at the door, and $40 if you want that special 420 pack.
You know what I'm saying? If you just want
to come through and hang out and watch the live show, $20. You know what I mean?
No tickets
at the door.
Exactly.
Shout out Rochester, all caps.
You know what I'm saying? And hit me up on my website, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. On my social media platforms, that's Friday Ricky Dredd, D-R-E-D. Hit up our Instagram as well as our Twitter. That's We Love Hip Hop Toronto. Love the support that y'all are showing us in the comment section. Comment gang. All of our platforms, listening platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? And subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, yo.
Yes.
Make sure to hit that notification button, you know what I'm saying? We're almost at 10K.
Yeah, let's get there. One more thing. Please, let's turn the temperature down in the city. You know the sun is heating us up, but let's just turn down the temperature, please, man them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, people have children that are expecting their parents to come home.
Facto.
So please turn down the temperature.
Yeah.
Please turn down the temperature.
Yeah. So turn down that temperature, increase that peace. You know what I'm saying? That's the motto for today. You know what I'm saying? And the motto for always. I want to lead us out with a tune from Ro Love. The track is called Phoenix.
Okay, from the fire, Phoenix.
So let me see why you go on with the YouTube-age.
The Chico.
Hey.
No commercial?
No commercial.
Bomb. No commercial.
More
fire.
More fire.
What a purpose, like you deserve it. Selling my soul for music that shit ain't worth it. Down with the long talks, down with the bullies. Writing my wrongs for you to know that I'm sorry. For you to know that I'm sorry. I hate the law, for you to know that I'm sorry. Still by the rock, for you to know that I'm sorry. Come with the drama, the drama. Come with the drama, the drama. The drama, the drama. The robber.